DJ.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Bench Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening, and we'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online get me.
That's politically extreme. Comments, fights have just begun. As these quote-unquote adults start to engage. Drama, ooh. Maybe one will change their mind from this Facebook debate. From the others, oh great, there's always one who with privilege knows what's best for a culture that's oppressed, busy memorizing talk radio. Dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
Have been trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll. Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like me. Especially when it sounds just like me.
That's how we know you're sane.
I love my opinion.
Because I'm right.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour. This talk 93.1 FM, WACB, the Friday edition. We do all requests today at 217-0328. Your favorite bits and stuff. And we'll talk about like WrestleMania, I guess.
And here they are.
Because
Joey.
That's what he wants to talk about. And Rosie is here.
Hello.
Please clap.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just... There's a motion in my backyard. Let me check this out. Go ahead.
Sure it's not a squirrel?
It could be.
Or the fox.
Or a rabbit.
Or Mrs. Fox.
We'll find out in just a moment.
But we are right now on a glide path to the showcase of the immortals.
Now, this is tomorrow night?
No, but before we get there, it's Sunday evening. It's a 4 or 5 hour extravaganza.
Why would they have something like that on a Sunday?
It's like Super Bowl Sunday?
What time does this
I'm not sure. I imagine the pre-show starts at 4. And it goes like for 5-6 hours.
The pre-show?
Yeah.
Do you stream this?
Yes, okay. On the WWE Network. But then tonight is NXT TakeOver. And that
Wait
is...
Wait a minute. NXT?
Yes. Like next. But abbreviated.
TakeOver?
Yes.
Of what?
I believe they're in New York this year. But that's like their minor league brand. It's like their farm league. And that WWE puts together, run by Triple H. And those shows have actually, in my opinion, been better than the main roster pay-per-views and WrestleManias recently. So that's tonight.
The ring was Aunt Marianne coming over to visit her friends.
Oh, okay.
In Briscoe.
Okay. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I believe our time, 5:09 to be exact, is Final Four, Auburn. Versus Virginia. I'm looking forward to that.
That's the big event. And by the way, we reposted the Duncan and Son Predictathon. Now, I want everybody to understand, in reposting it, you are part of group two. So as we count sequentially through the predictions, if we don't have a winner, somebody who picks the exact score, we're going to do a drawing for a $250 credit, and that'll be redeemable at any of Don Duncan's three locations. But we just wanted to give everybody who may have missed it on Monday a chance to get in on the contest. And that's going to stay at the top of my Facebook page until the game is over tomorrow. So, please, if you haven't taken a moment, $250 in service. That could be oil changes. You could use it towards tires if you need it.
Brakes.
Brakes, whatever you need for your vehicle. Interesting. I don't think I need to mention the name, but somebody who's very well known locally ended up buying Mrs. Ritterbuttle's car at Jack Ingram.
Really?
He traded in her Juke. Yeah, I thought it was a small world. Small world, because the guy's a friend. And it was great to be able to tell him today that car has been so well taken care of by Don Duncan. I said, I'm sure that they put it on the lot again when we traded it in, because they were, you know, they put it through the rigorous checks they do and everything. But I can tell you, just up close and personal, that the tires are relatively new and that car was serviced on a regular basis by the best. So you bought yourself a reliable machine. And that's nice.
Yes.
Media's been all over the great jobs report today.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they have.
You know, lowest since 1969. That's when I was working at Mailing Shoes. No, actually, that was 68. What was I doing? Oh, 1969, I was working at the cigar store at the Ford City Mall that also sold adult magazines. So when the tobacco products weren't moving, you could keep yourself amused. Oh, I shouldn't say this in front of Rosie. Well, I was 16. Very volatile time in my life.
No, you're not allowed to change and develop as a human being. Whatever you did in your life, you now
you
are
must
forever
stay the same.
Yeah, there's no forgiveness in
Thank
today's
God
society.
That's not true.
And there's an elephant in the room this whole weekend, because a year ago today, well, actually tomorrow and then Sunday, but a year ago at this very time, we were doing Janelle's wedding rehearsal. And then we had the his parents threw a really, really nice party. Fun-sized Jane and our good buddy,
Alan!
Were there. It was just weird being in Florida, seeing them, you know.
And everything about that whole weekend was just so fantastic. But here it is a year later, and it's certainly not what anybody expected or thought would happen. But I have been, I mean, I'm not trying to be maudlin, or I don't want any pity calls or anything like that. I'm just saying, y'all know that I tend to be a very emotional person.
No.
And I think our dear friend, Jacqueline Tomlinson, said it best. I had chatted with her briefly, and she said, she's going to be fine, and she is probably doing better than you are.
She is doing well. I mean, she's doing great.
Yeah, I don't know Zen on her Facebook page. This is the one weekend in my life where I can't wait for Monday, because then all of these dates and memories will be in the rearview mirror where they belong. And we can move on. But it has been kind of, this started hitting me yesterday a little bit. But this is my transparency. I'll let you know what's going on in my head.
Just look at how well she's doing, though. If you focus on that, you'll feel better.
The one thing I need to do is thank you, Tammy. Tammy Burkhalter. Nice message. And the Burkhalter's great people. The thing I want to do today is, again, not only thank everybody who supports this show as a listener, but those who advertise on it, because thanks to you, we've been able to take everything in a different course. If you read, in fact, I just saw Jeff Pilecki in the hall, and he said, I know it's tough, but I wanted to tell you that I just read your April magazine column. And he said it was really well done. And I said, well, I haven't read it since I finished editing it. But I felt like, as I've done with so many other things in my time here, I pulled everybody into the drama, into the excitement, whatever you want to call it, and I felt like I should just let you know how it all worked out, ultimately, but trying to, tell the story without getting all maudlin and angry and all that stuff, and I think I did that. But that's at riverregionboom.com, and you can read it online or pick it up at Chappies or Adams Drugs or any number of other, like your doctor's office, where I don't think I've been to a medical facility where there aren't at least a few copies of Boom laying around. So Jim Watson really gets it out there.
I usually get mine at Chappies.
Baumhauer's too. Baumhauer's, yeah. At the fireplace, they usually have a big stack there. So if you want to read the story, you can go there and do it. Otherwise, 272-9228 is the number. On Friday, in addition to playing requests, we also go back to the I Missed It news department for stories that came out this week that I said, hey, our listeners will want to know about this.
So you've been sifting through the crab pile and looking for some news gold?
So I can start out next week.
In other words.
So I can start out Monday without a phone book's worth of paper in my sack.
Right.
Dragging it around.
Right. I'm worried about...
Because all these stories are going to do is get older.
I'm worried about your shoulder and your knee. You don't need me lugging around all that weight up the stairs.
like the story so about, I just thought this was funny. A California business owner says store surveillance video recorded a man trying to steal a chainsaw by stuffing it down his pants.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of
The pants? Video shows the man take the chainsaw from a display, stuff the blade down his pants, and cover the engine assembly with his jacket. He says the man drove off in a pickup truck. They believe an accomplice was watching the store last week. Even without the motor running, I don't know that I would want a chainsaw in my pants.
I agree.
Or are you just happy to see me and all that kind of silly stuff? Speaking of chainsaws, Lewis Lawn carries all the steel products, including chainsaws. And in addition, there's a lot going on there, but they are looking to hire. So they're looking for people with mechanical skills. They're looking for people with good driving records for pickup and delivery. They're looking for help at the counter. So all you need is a smile and a willingness to work. It's a great place to work because they're open Monday through Friday, so your weekends are free, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And as families go, the Lewises, they're just phenomenal people. So part of wanting a job or going to work is going to work for people that will treat you well. And I can promise you that type of environment at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, they are right next to Walter Craig. And congratulations to them on their expansion. Again, 272-9228. If you have something you would like to hear this afternoon, it's 322.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now open, Shazam. A 14-year-old boy turns into an adult with superpowers. It's like Big meets Superman. Shazam, in theaters.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Baseball is still opening across the country, Joey. Today, it's Chicago at the place Obama calls Kaminsky Park.
Yeah, a lot of great memories have been made there. And some good baseball, too.
Well, when I left the house, the White Sox were whooping the Mariners up 6-1, but now that game is tied. The Mariners have come back.
Yeah, I mean, you can't rest on your laurels, not in the middle of a baseball game.
Home runs by Santana, Vogelbeck. He's really a fat guy, too. And Ryan Haley.
Well, you know what they say about fat guys. Big power.
Yeah. 6-6 is the score, and we'll keep an eye on it for you.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Did I, in my announcer voice, trigger you a little bit there with a microaggression when I said, you know what they say about fat guys?
Here's
you,
William B.
You have this look of...
William B.'s been waiting on the phone.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Well, never mind us. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm tired. I just got off work, and I'm headed to the house. But just checking in, see how everybody's doing down that way. Rosie, Joey, everybody all right?
We're doing great.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I love about our listeners, and they do care. They will call up and ask how you're doing. I'm concerned, and we're concerned for you.
And we're concerned for you.
Well, I gotta go in Monday morning, you know, for a little plumbing check, you know, see what's going on. But
well, our buttery boss just went through a very similar thing. Everything came out fine. The good news is, if there is something, they can fix it. So
yeah.
You just keep in touch with us. Let us know, okay?
I will do it. I'll.
You're
I'll
not like me, where I get a sore heel and I have to, you know, you know, go suck it up. You're the man's man. You know, you're the guy that doesn't need that coddling.
Yeah, gotta pay the bills, man. Gotta pay the bills.
So. Is there something we could play for you this afternoon?
About most anything from Norm. I don't know, Old Harold Delaney or The Moth or most anything.
Okay, we'll get one of those two on for you coming out of the bottom of the hour break.
All right.
We'll take care.
I'll see you next week sometime. See ya.
Good.
All right.
272-9228. Let's see. You said The Moth or Old Harold Delaney, right?
Right. Yes.
See, one of these days I'll get my lazy butt and I'll put all the Norm MacDonald in one convenient location. Once it became a thing, I started his own category with some of the original stuff. We haven't played The Moth in a while, right?
No.
Right.
I think Errol Delaney we played last week, so we'll play The Moth today.
The Moth's funny.
It's a great story. And only Norm MacDonald could tell it the way he does.
How long was that drive?
Yeah, that's a great line. Brett MacDonald is with his family.
Yeah.
They're going to the game tomorrow.
That's so great.
I think it is, too. In addition to his expertise on all things financial, and by the way, he nailed the job numbers yesterday when he was talking to us about the report that was coming out. And here again, here's where Drudge irritates me, because Drudge has a headline that says, wages cool.
Mm-hmm.
Drudge, I don't know what burr you got up your ass, but wages didn't grow one iota for 8 long, horrible years under this guy.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
At all. Now, wages have been growing almost since the first quarter of Trump's presidency. So if they're not growing at the rate they were the previous month, they're still growing. They're going up. And by the way, I saw a story today that lists the top 10 states where you have the most disposable income, the most money left over. We're number 4.
Yay.
This is, again,
good for Alabama. It's about time we got to the top of the list on something.
Just moments ago, I made the comment. And again, and I meant it as sincerely and hard as I can, that you who listen and those who sponsor the show have made it possible for me to do things during this family crisis I couldn't do if I was making in Florida what I'm making here. I couldn't do it. I couldn't live nearly as nicely. We don't live opulently. We have a nice place, and I'm grateful for every square inch of it. But in Florida, my property taxes on the house are, I don't know, the house we have here, I think it's on, we're lucky we found a cul-de-sac in our neighborhood, so it's a long property, and we used like half of it, but there's nothing you can do with the rest except try and start a farm. 1 year it worked, 1 year it didn't. But our house, with taxes and homeowners insurance alone, would cost double per month what we pay here.
I'm sure.
Double per month. Taxes would be about $5,000 or $6,000 a year. And because of hurricanes and the threat of the hurricanes, the insurance is obscene. And the folks who, you know, you have to, if you're going to get a mortgage, you got to have insurance. And the only insurance you can get on homes down there starts with a $5,000 or a $10,000 deductible. So you, if you get hit with a storm, you better have something to fall back on. So that's why Project Gooseville, it's been good to help out so she doesn't have to have that worry. She is rather close to the water. Not on it, but close.
That's good.
She's got a nice park and then Biscayne Bay.
Yeah.
Walk away. So, but it's, you know, because Florida's built out, there's no place to go unless they start. And they actually have been doing this. When I went down there a couple of years ago, I had to go through downtown Miami to try and get to the park where the Marlins play, and it was so freaking congested. But what shocked me, areas that were hardcore ghettos, next to Interstate 95 have been torn down. And in the middle of where these places used to be are all these high-rises, 20, 30-story buildings. I'm sure the if they're condos, they're expensive. You know, the rent's got to be $1,500, $2,000 a month. And I'm thinking, who would want to live in between two expressways for that view?
A lot of people.
Well, you got to live somewhere. But it's a similar thing we're seeing in a lot of big cities. They can't build. Look, in Chicago, it got to the point where the flight out of the city got so crazy. I knew people, my buddy Jeff, who used to ride the train 2 hours. 2 hours, forget the name of the suburb north of Chicago, in and 2 hours home every day. And that doesn't include the drive home from the station or the walk from the train station in Chicago weather to the office you're going to. Who'd want to do that? That's 4 hours.
You'd have to make a lot of your, you know, really good use of your time doing that.
A lot of people still do that, that kind of routine there. Here, I drive to work twice a day. It takes about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 11 or 12 if, you know, like 85 at Taylor Road, there's one of them wrecks there. It could be really, you know, slow.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the input.
Life in Alabama is good.
By the way, it's now 8-6 Seattle over the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, how much game time's left? Ah, wait, there's no clock in baseball.
There you go. All right, it's 3:33. We are among the many businesses we're proud to have on, and they're proud of their brand-new product, John Lee Paints. It's got their name on it. It's their brand. It's called Solar Proof, and this is the time of the year when you start taking a look. After a winter's worth of abuse to the exterior of your home, maybe it's time to freshen up. We're going to do the trim this year, and we're going to use Solar Proof. It's mildew-resistant, does not require a primer coat, and is formulated to stand up to the rigors of outdoor exposure. It's a product that keeps getting better year after year. And the only place you can get this exterior paint is John Lee Paints. Now, this is also the same place we've been suggesting you visit for Richards Paint, which is the interior paint that leaves a remarkable and even finish. Now, for all your other painting needs, expertise, advice on how to patch a hole, prep a wall, what kind of rollers and brushes, these are all important things. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, John Lee Paints is the place to go to get the help you need. At 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. I wish I could remember the sign out in front. It says something about, people wrapped up in themselves come in a very small package.
And that is the truth.
It is the truth. That's why I love it. They don't say X paint, you know, X dollars per gallon. They make you think. JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine. I got a daughter, Greg, about same age as your daughter. Me and you are close to the same age, too. She's not doing too good. She has born with a bad heart valve, and we didn't know it. And didn't know it until she was in her 30s, and her feet started swelling and had bad pain. And
it went undiagnosed all that time?
Yeah, and even then, we went to the ER several times, and they didn't diagnose it because it's a definite sign of a bad heart. But anyway, she was she went into ICU, and I went to the hospital, and she was in critical condition. They said the doctor said that her heart was infected and her blood was infected, and that she had multiple organ failure, and that she would probably only survive a few days. And somehow, when I got there, they had her hooked up to all the tubes, had a breathing tube, which is just really violent. I mean, it's really heartbreaking to see someone in that condition, especially your little girl.
Oh, my God. You're going to have me bawling here in a moment. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but she lost one of her legs. They had to take a leg off.
Oh.
And they tried to take off one of her hands, but her mother wouldn't let them, which is great. But one of the nurses told me she probably wouldn't ever wake up because it seemed like weeks she was in there, unconscious.
Oh my God!
And but she made it through, Greg. She came out and she's been using a wheelchair because the they had to take her leg above the knee, and even for grown men I've talked to, that kind of prosthetic is just really hard to use. It's so painful.
I know we our friend Donnie, who was in that horrible wreck at mile marker 9,
right,
been making that same adjustment. It's so tough.
Yeah, well, she's been good for several years now, and then what originally caused her infection in her heart was probably from dental work, because we didn't know about the bad valve, and it gets their blood infected. But she's her teeth are, I think she got it from her grandmother. Her teeth now are starting to get real brittle and break off, and even has one infected, and we're trying to get her into the oral surgeon. She wants to get all the bad teeth out, and it's going to cost a lot of money, and her insurance doesn't have any dental.
Right.
Yeah, so I started a GoFundMe page. I just threw it together last night because this is all just starting to happen again. Mm-hmm. I'm so scared she's going to be back in the hospital with that. But I was hoping you could share it maybe on your Facebook, because you've got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
I tried to send it to you. I don't know if you've got it, because I'm not that good on Facebook. I don't know if I should maybe private message it to you.
You could do that.
Can I send it that way?
You can do that, sure.
Okay, I'll try that, because we're not friends. I hope it'll go through there and you can get it.
Well, but if not, message me. I don't have any restriction on who can message me or anything like that. So go ahead.
Okay, in the private messages?
Or I'll look through Messenger and see if it isn't there.
Okay, I'll try to send it again this evening. But the title of the GoFundMe page is Please Help My Daughter Mary Nell. It's okay. Mary Nell, if anyone wants to look that up on GoFundMe.
All right.
We're just trying to get up $5,000 to try to get her through the oral surgery and take away that risk of her heart getting infected again, because no one seems to want to help her, you know what I mean?
She's count on it.
She's on disability.
We'll do everything we can.
We'll pray for her, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm if Joey don't mind, if I send it to him, too, and he can share it as well.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. Great. Are you still at, Joey at danmorrisshow.com?
Yeah, that's one of my email addresses. Absolutely.
I can send it to that.
Yes.
Okay, fellas. Thanks a million. And if everyone out there would just pray for her, because she's come a long way.
All right, good luck and stay in touch. Let me know how it's going. See what I just got there? I came in here today sad because my daughter's dream wedding ended in a divorce, and I'm reliving all of that happiness from a year ago. And then I get a call like this, and that's how you get perspective.
Yeah.
This guy, I am heartbroken for your daughter, but you helped me. You really helped me. Because sometimes we forget. You don't have to look too hard or too far anywhere to find somebody whose problems you wouldn't want in a million years.
Yeah.
If your car is in a fender bender, the place to take it to get it fixed is Montgomery Paint and Body. They have state-of-the-art technicians and technology to fix automobiles. That's important. And lots of experience. But what they have there that separates them from the rest of the pack and has actually made them the gold standard for automotive body repair, that comes in the form of human beings like Donnie Turner and his son Brandon, who established the business based on one ethical premise. No shortcuts. We will not consider doing a job where we would pocket money because the customer wouldn't know if we did the repair or not. And, you know, if you're like me and you can fit your knowledge about automotive repairs in a thimble and have room for the New Testament, because I don't know. Most people don't. But Donnie Turner has a conscience, and that's been his guide over three decades. So, yeah, and when they say good is new, maybe better, it's almost like, I don't want to use the word game, but they strive, knowing that a customer has been through a trauma with the wreck, inconvenienced by not having their vehicle, and all the bureaucracy that goes with it, hopefully no injuries. After all of that, at the end of that long path, when they see their car for the first time, it's going to look like it just came off the factory assembly line. That's what they mean by good as new, maybe better. You don't want to be in a wreck, but if you are and you got to go through the process, you may as well come out on the other side with the best possible result. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, 27 wreck with a W. We'll see who's... Oh, Balaki just sent up a new report. There's apparently a lot going on this Friday. Here's Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
After that last story there, man, I just don't know how my heart's flooding, but what I call in about, let's get together with a bunch of people in this city, and let's try to do a celebrity softball tournament for this guy. Once you get all the information that he sent to you, let's do something for a fundraiser to try to help him and his daughter out.
It's a nice idea. The problem is urgency. I think she needs this work done quickly.
Yeah, well, then we might have talked to some of our dental friends, you know, like Dr. Will and them or someone. We got to do something, guys, because, you know, that was sad. It's so sad that I'm just so touched that it's hurting me right now that I can't even come up with the $5,000. If I had it, he could get it.
I love you, Robert.
We have a lot of people. That's why I love my audience, because I can't think of anybody listening that if they had the money wouldn't hand it right over to get it done.
We can do something, though, guys. We need to see what the deadline is for it to be surgery to be done and see what we can all get together and do. I mean, once you find out everything from him, just announce it on the radio, and I'm willing to work with anybody any way we can to do something about this.
All right. I'm looking for the link to the GoFundMe page, and we'll get started. Thanks for the call. Master Thesby, and let's give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Well, hello. I wanted to call my friend and make a request.
Friends.
Something we haven't played in a while. A mom's song.
Song for moms.
Yes.
Yeah. The one set to the William Tell Overture. That'd be great. That'd be great.
So, hang in there. It's ready to go.
Hang in there, buddy. I know this been kind of a tough week for you, but
I said, after listening to JJ, I got nothing to complain about.
I know. My daughter was a car wreck this week, and my wife went with her into the emergency room, and she turned out to be fine. But we were telling my daughter was distraught. Oh no, I'm so sorry. It's like, honey, I would rather have you alive and no car than both the car dead and you dead.
Absolutely.
So it was one of those, it's a blessing. Like, honey, we can always replace the car. We can't replace you.
Yeah. So,
all right. Be good. Thank you very much. Y'all keep up the good work.
Warhawk.
Bye.
All right. 3:44. Let's get our first look at afternoon traffic, and just based on the length of the report, I can tell there's a lot going on.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your Friday afternoon traffic, and we have a lot of traffic on the Atlanta Highway, and that is being complicated by a couple of accidents. We have an accident at Atlanta Highway and Bell Road right in front of Wells Fargo. Also further out towards Chantilly at Arrowhead Drive and Atlanta Highway. So watch out there. If you are on the Boulevard, it is really busy, but everything is moving along pretty well for a Friday afternoon. Just watch the traffic around you. The big jam up north of Prattville on I-65 seems to have dissipated quite a bit. On 65 southbound, everything's a smooth ride. No problems on I-85 either this afternoon. There is a lot of traffic in the downtown area, so watch out if you're on Madison Avenue. It's going to be pretty crowded till you get out on the Atlanta Highway, and then good luck with the traffic out there. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have charged a 15-year-old with first-degree assault and discharging a weapon into an occupied building after a shooting near Lee High School Thursday. The teenage victim is in critical condition at a local hospital. The shooting happened in the 2800 block of Mallory Street. The Butler County Sheriff says a 6-year-old boy died in a house fire Tuesday night. The mother was able to get two other children out of the home. They were taken to Children's Hospital in Birmingham. The cause of this fire remains under investigation. And Montgomery's police force has grown. The police department welcomed 15 new officers at a graduation ceremony yesterday. The new officers completed weeks of training at the police academy and say they are excited to get to work. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be in a rather active weather pattern for at least the next 3 or 4 days. For tonight, risk of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around, and the overnight low temperature drops to about 63. For tomorrow and Sunday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms around both days. It's not going to rain all the time, but every once in a while, you'll run into a shower. The high temperature on Saturday, 81, and then I think we'll be in the maybe mid-80s by the time Sunday gets here. Could be some stronger storms, I think, by late Sunday into Sunday evening. We'll be watching that carefully. You can stay on top of all these weather developments with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant notifications for watches and warnings. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today is the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's 2 chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with 4 crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
At the Home Depot, the start of spring means it's time to add Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch to your list and your cart. Right now, get 5 bags at a special buy, just $10. Mulch helps retain soil moisture in shades of red, brown, or black. Hey, it's nice out. Today is the day for doing and mulching. With Vigoro and EarthGrow colored mulch, 5 bags, $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 per customer. Continental U.S. only.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3-2. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play, don't shovel. Choose lovely, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, play outside, don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you eat? chew, roll your eyes at me, close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate, take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate, use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight, eat the food, I put up on your plate, get an A, get a door, go smart with me, get a grip, get in here, I'll count two, three, get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a go. You jump in.
Shut up.
On Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, traffic deputy reporter Rosie has a story about something on Carter Hill Road.
Yes, a listener, Sandy, called in and said that they have it blocked off from Hazel Hedge to Felder, which is a good stretch of Carter Hill. Can't get in or out.
Somebody we knew and loved lived on Felder.
Yes.
Is the name for Don the guitarist from the Eagles?
Right.
That's what
the Eagles rule.
Right you are, Rich Thomas.
Yes. The one who came up with the Hotel California riff, I believe.
I can't believe it is 3:54 already. Now, let's give it a request. We played the song for Moms. We have the Moth standing by from Norm Macdonald, which takes a little time to run. And there were a couple of others, right?
Joey.
Yes, Shaving Cream.
Yes.
Crocodile Hunter. Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil.
Paul Harvey. Good day. Okay. All right. It is All Request Friday. That's what we do. We play bits and stuff that you've heard us play over time. Somewhere this afternoon, I think I need a little Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Oh.
I want maybe my biscuits baked. Or I'm sick of this.
the Miami-Nigeria highway?
Yeah. Yes. How about Tim Hawkins? Yoga pants. Yes.
All right, I'll add that to the list. And your favorites at 272-9228. The Duncan and Son Predictathon is on my Facebook page. Make a prediction on the game for tomorrow. If Auburn wins, and I believe they will.
Yes.
I really do. I really believe they're going to win. We'll have another Predictathon in-house Monday. And if not, we will draw a winner and give away a $250 credit at any of the Don Duncan locations. For those of you who have a large property, business, personal, whatever, and you need somebody to maintain it and do a great job at a reasonable price, call John and Melissa Cato at J&S. Now, the part I've failed to tell you, and I need to tell you now, is if you more than likely, if you call during the day, you'll get their voicemail. Just leave a message, and they will get back to you because they can give you a better price because they don't go to the expense of keeping an office. So they are their own office. They'll call you from the road and make an appointment to come and give you an estimate on your property, business, commercial, industrial, or your home. Whatever you need, J&S 202-8760. Duke.
Hey, brother, how are you? Hey, I wanted to drop some money off just $100 Monday, and I'd bring it to the station for that old boy.
Yeah, put it in an envelope with my name. What I do with these is if you bring cash,
it'll be cash.
I make the deposit on my card, and by the way, I have the receipts to prove it if anybody has any doubts.
I'm not worried about it. Hey, will you play the one I love for Gary G?
Sure.
Thank you.
And in lieu of a donation like that, you get bumped to the top of the list. It'll happen.
He's going
to
get you, Duke.
He's probably listening. I think he's across the street listening now. All right. Y'all have a good evening. I'll drop it off. It'll be mid-morning. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And Jim called.
Yes.
Requested one of your favorites, Greg. the Scotsman song.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. Scotsman. So I have, in lieu of your generosity, One I Love will happen right after Fox News in a few minutes.
Everybody's in a hurry to get home and start their weekend, and Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of accidents we see on Narrow Lane Road in front of CVS. That's right at Narrow Lane and the Boulevard, so watch out there. On the Atlanta Highway at Bell Road in front of Wells Fargo, we have an accident. Also further out the Atlanta Highway at Arrowhead Drive. Let's be careful out there this afternoon. There's a lot of traffic on the Boulevard. It's stop and go at most of the traffic lights. There's a lot of cars finding their way out of the downtown area and off the Air Force bases, so be careful. Madison Avenue's real crowded. We also see a big crowd on South Decatur and South Union Street, so watch out if you're headed towards I-85. Watch the traffic around you and get your weekend started safely. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional